values. What we value is what we love and assign importance to. Often, we do not take responsibility for what we value. We are caught up in valuing the approval of men rather than the approval of God. John 12:43. Because of this misplaced value, we miss out on life. We think that power, riches, and pleasure will satisfy our deepest longing, which is really for love. When we take responsibility for out-of-control behavior caused by loving the wrong things, or valuing things that have no lasting value, when we confess that we have a heart that values things that will not satisfy, we can receive help from God and His people to create a new heart within us. Boundaries help us not to deny, but to own our old hurtful values so God can change them. Limits. Two aspects of limits stand out when it comes to creating better boundaries. The first is setting limits on others. This is the component that we most often hear about when we talk about boundaries. In reality, setting limits on others is a misnomer. We can't do that. What we can do is set limits on our own exposure to people who are behaving poorly. We can't change them or make them behave right. Our model is God. He does not really set limits on people to make them behave. God sets standards, but He lets people be who they are, and then separates Himself from them when they misbehave, saying, in effect, "You can be that way if you choose, but you cannot come into my house."